The next item on tonight's program will be a bayan by Ziyad Salehji from Maulana Junaid Khatwasla.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected elders and brothers. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had brought some scriptures of the Torah before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he began to read from it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became displeased with him to the extent that his displeasure could be seen through his facial expression. Noticing this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu alerted Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and said, "O Umar, don't you see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is becoming displeased by you reading from the Torah?" Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu immediately realized his mistake and said, "I seek protection from the anger of Allah Ta'ala and the anger of his Rasul." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then addressed Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and said, "O son of Khattab, by that being in whose control lies my life, if Nabi Musa alayhi salam was alive today, he would have no option but to follow me in reaching Allah Ta'ala. The people who adhere to the deen and the sunnah to the highest level were undoubtedly the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Every Nabi who came to this world had followers. His followers brought iman in him, supported him, assisted him, defended him, sacrificed for his deen, and even gave their blood for Allah Ta'ala. However, the greatest followers of any Nabi to set foot on the surface of this earth were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They have the highest rank after the Anbiya alayhi salam. When we examine the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then we find that the secret to their success and their acceptance by Allah Ta'ala was that they upheld this quality in their lives. They always maintained the Islamic identity by upholding the sunnah wherever they went. They gave preference to practicing on the sunnah over every other way and culture the world offered. No matter where they went in the world, they did not change. In every aspect of their lives, be it in their domestic lives, social lives, financial lives, or even in their clothing, ideology and understanding, or whether they were at home or away from home, they remained loyal to Allah Ta'ala and faithful to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many examples of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but one of them were, in the year 68, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum set out from Medina Munawwara to come to Makkah Mukarramah to perform Umrah. However, the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah did not allow them entry to perform Umrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sent Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu to Makkah Mukarramah to negotiate with the Quraysh. On coming to Makkah Mukarramah, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was hosted and received by his cousin Abban bin Sa'id bin As. Abban honored him and seated him behind on his camel. But in looking at the clothing of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, he remarked, "O Uthman, your lower garment is above your ankles. This is not keeping up with the style of this land, and the Quraysh will not view you if you appear before them like this." Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was not concerned in the least. He kept his lower garment above his ankles and said, "This is how my beloved friend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wears his lower garment, and hence I will not leave his way for any other way." When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum showed this level of faithfulness and loyalty to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala blessed them. How did Allah Ta'ala bless them? Allah Ta'ala blessed them with his divine assistance and help at all times. Whenever they were faced with any kind of difficulty and turned to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala's divine help came rushing towards them. It is mentioned that Hazrat Ala bin Hadrami radiallahu anhu was once fighting in the part of Allah Ta'ala. He was the commander over an army of 6,000 Muslims. As they fought, the disbelievers fled, climbed onto their boats, and sailed across the ocean to take safety on an island. The Muslims did not have boats which they could pursue the disbelievers. But Hazrat Ala bin Hadrami radiallahu anhu performed 2 rakats of salah, raised his hands in dua and said, "O Allah, we are your servants. We have come here to fight your enemy, so you help us." After he made this dua, the Muslims directed their horses towards the ocean and crossed the ocean with the divine assistance of Allah Ta'ala. They cross the ocean in such a manner that the hooves of the horses do not get wet. Similarly, at one point, an army required water. Once again, Hazrat Ala bin Hadrami radiallahu anhu performed 2 rakats of salah and re-engaged in dua, after which Allah Ta'ala sent rain clouds to shower water upon them from the sky. We learned that a Muslim should hold firm to the Islamic culture and not to adopt the culture of the kuffar, as the Mubarak way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala and is the only way that will lead us into Jannah. The kuffar are making all the efforts to deculture the Muslims and to enculture them with the kafir value system. Hence, we find that many people adopt the Western culture in many aspects of their lives. From our dressing, to our business dealings, to our functions, how can we keep the Mubarak Sunnah in front of us and let that be our guide rather than the West guiding us? We will end off with a beautiful dua taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we should recite in the morning and evening. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasula. The virtue of reciting this dua is that if one recites it in the morning and passes away during the day, he will go directly into Jannah. And if one recites it in the evening and passes away during the night, he will go directly into Jannah. From this dua, we learn that a Muslim's mindset at all times should be that he is happy with the laws of Islam and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim should never find any other way appealing or preferable. He should love Islam and the sunnah and should be proud of his identity as a Muslim. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the tawfiq of taking great lesson from the lives of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that this is how they showed the true loyalty and allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then blessed them with true glory and true success in life. We as an ummah collectively should also make that effort of showing the true loyalty and allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through the barakat of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then allow us to once again gain the true glory and shine of Islam, which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had enjoyed.